My experience with the state websites is gathered from my use of the state websites and using them. The current state websites are agency focused, department focused, division focused, so that there's varying degrees of user friendliness. What we've seen is that they tend to be real focused on what it's like from the department perspective, the division perspective, and we hope in the future to really change that to be a citizen-centric, user-centric experience.
You know, it's easy to sort of spot that just in terms of some of the terms they use for navigation. When you go to some of these sites, it's clear that they're using sort of, you know, terminology that is clear to them but might not be to the public.
Right, and I think that's that's common across a lot of websites you see, not only with the state, but across other industries in the past. And in today's world, they've been updated so that the navigational terms are category-specific or audience-specific, so that it's much more user-friendly.
Are the various websites for the various state departments and agencies, are they in some ways sort of, I mean, they're managed by a local group of IT people within that department, or is it handled by OA? How is it managed from a technical standpoint?
It's really it varies from agency to agency, but in general, it is managed by the business users in the department, and IT plays a role in updating those websites. But the business users at the division, program, department level are the ones that are the content owners, so they're the ones that are making a lot of updates.
Well, it's easy to imagine a user going from the Department of Agriculture to the Department of Conservation to the Department of Corrections or wherever, and finding very, very different organizations of information, navigation, protocols and things. Tell us a little bit about what it is you guys are attempting to do now in terms of consistency and continuity, is the way I understand it.
Right. We hope to minimize the amount of time that it takes for a user, a citizen, to relearn a website as they go from website to website. So we want to eliminate a lot of the thinking that gets in the way of them accomplishing their task. To do that, we want to make consistent the places where you would find search, the places where you would find your main navigation, the places where you would find your news from the agency, etc., the places where you'd find your featured items, your featured programs, so that when I change from the Department of Agriculture's website to the Department of Conservation's or the Department of Corrections, wherever I go, I'm really just seeing a slight change in the theme so that I know that I'm somewhere else, but I don't have to relearn all my tasks. I can basically just continue on my way with a perusal of the menu.
Now, it's all HTML, but can you tell us what sort of platform, or is there any consistency in terms of what these websites are running on kind of under the hood?
Well, in the past, the agencies themselves have been responsible, and to a large degree, they still are responsible for setting up their platforms. So we have a variety of platforms across state agencies.
No, I can't.
Will that change?
That will change to some extent, but it won't change completely. Our goal is more, how can I make the experience for the citizen an easier one, so that they have an enterprise view of the state, that they can see that there is some consistency and uniformity, and they don't know what's going on behind the scenes. They'll never know that they've switched platforms from Microsoft to non-Microsoft. They've switched from Java to .NET or, you know, some of the other programming environments.
What about the content management systems themselves? I mean, will there be any consistency in that space?
That is a longer-term project to make that uniform for state employees who manage the content. We want to improve the content management systems. There are some in place, and some of them are fairly good. Some agencies don't have content management, but what we would like to do in the short term is improve the content management at the enterprise level, so everybody is working off of the same taxonomy, so we categorize our news the same way. We categorize our content the same way, so the citizen, for example, who's interested in business-related items can get to those easier because we are classifying them that way.
You know, I tend to think of all of these as these little sort of islands or pockets scattered around state government. And you're almost like some sort of roving ambassador who's having to go to, you know, this little area. I mean, I wouldn't think the challenges would be technical as much as they would be people challenges, because there's somebody at every one of these departments who has spent a lot of time getting their website just the way he or she thinks it ought to be. And now you and your group are going to come along and say, well, guys, maybe we could make this a little more consistent a little bit. Has that been a challenge?
I think in general, you know, I want to make clear that we don't have all the answers. We don't go into a place saying, we've got all the answers, here's how to do it. I've found that the folks that we work with are happy to collaborate on this project, that they want to make this experience better for the citizen, and together we can do that. So our attitude is, we've got another point of view, just like, you know, when I create a website, I want someone else's point of view, and I want someone to give me feedback. Part of what we're going to accomplish in redoing the agency's websites is we will have places for citizens to make suggestions and make comments and, hey, give me, you know, tell us how we can improve. And so that's what, as we collaborate with agencies, that's really what we're doing. We're working together to make a better solution for the citizen.
Well, that leads nicely into my next question. Where does social media fit into all of this? Things like Facebook and Twitter and YouTube and blogs and these kinds of things. Is that going to be a component?
It is. You know, our citizens are a diverse group of people, and they get their information in diverse ways. Some folks turn on the TV and get their news that way. They never come to a website. Others use search and come to a website. Others have different channels, whether it's Twitter, YouTube, any of the social media. And so we want to use those tools appropriately. We want to use those tools when it furthers the mission of our agency and use them in a manner that helps our citizens.
Is there any sort of policy? This is a little bit of a tangent, but is there any sort of policy that the state has for employees using social media tools, either on the job to communicate or on their own time? I've never heard that. I mean,
there are policies. Each department has its own policies, so there are policies out there, and it depends on the department, the program, etc.
Okay. What is there a time frame that you have? I mean, how long will this take, or will this ever be done?
Well, I don't think websites are ever finished. I think they're ongoing, living, organic things that change every day. So it's not so much that we're going to finish, but we've started the process, and we're going to continue. And even as we update a website, it is still ongoing, change every day as we receive constructive criticism from our constituents, new items come forward, so it'll be ongoing.
I wouldn't ask you a dollar amount, but is this an expensive effort?
It is. I wouldn't classify it as expensive. I would classify it as something that requires attention and effort and organization. So it's not the dollar figure. For doing this is not high relative to other items. It's we need to be tenacious, and we need to work together to make this happen.
I really thought you were going to say it's herding cats.
No.
You know, you hear a couple of terms tossed around these days when you get into discussions about online. Transparency and openness and authenticity. Is that in any way a component of what you guys are trying to bring to the content and the experience online?
It sure is. And transparency is not something that's achieved just because you want to achieve it. Transparency is a major effort and is an expensive effort. The data that is gathered and is owned by state government resides in places that is not easy to display on the web. It requires a lot of effort on IT folks' part to create systems that can take that data that is in a system that is not current, is not modern, is up to date, and make it so that it can be displayed to our citizens. So despite the fact that we would love to be transparent with everything we do, it's not possible at this time to just make it so on the web. We have to, every day we are moving toward achieving that goal more and more by updating systems that are legacy systems so that we can present that data efficiently to our citizens.
You know, another sort of buzzword is the notion, or a buzz concept maybe, the notion that we are now engaged with in a conversation with the people that we serve, whether it's customers or clients, or in your case, the people of Missouri. The challenge from state government's perspective in that is when you get into a conversation, the people on the other side can say whatever they want. Is that an issue that you guys have tried to deal with, the idea of, you know, how much do we let people speak out on state websites?
Let me ask, where are they speaking? What forum are you talking?
Well, for instance, if you have some sort of interactivity on a website where people can come to the Department of Tourism and interact with the Department of Tourism website with questions or comments.
Right, and that we do not. I personally, I mean, speaking for myself, I don't have a problem with someone saying whatever they want and leaving a comment, asking us a question. So it's not so much we are trying to get the feedback or the messages or the suggestions that we're looking for. We want citizens to tell us what they think so that we can do a better job every day. As far as what gets presented to the public, I mean, and you get into a matter of, you know, we're not going to have profanity on our websites, et cetera, things like that. So we're not going to have spam. We're not going to have automated robots leaving comments on blogs that wind up in the public and have links to their companies. So there are some controls in place, but it's just to limit inappropriate material.
You know, we can't talk about online at this point in time without talking about how all content, all information is increasingly mobile. Have you guys made some efforts to make a lot of this information available for mobile devices?
That's a great question. We know where the web is going. We know where people are going. People are going mobile. People are going all the time, anywhere. Want my information, want my data. So we are working toward that. I think one of the easiest ways that we can make that happen is that we design our websites so that BlackBerries are able to
and
iPhones.
All right, there you
okay,
go.
So talking about those kinds of mobile devices, as far as phones, we don't have mobile apps.
Now, what do you carry?
I've got a BlackBerry right now.
Yeah?
Got one right now, yes.
Okay.
Yeah,
well, we'll get you
on
an iPhone.
They're all great.
All right, last question. I understand that this undertaking has, maybe to some degree, its roots right at the top with Governor Nixon, that this is something that that he, if not initiated, certainly supports. Is that?
Absolutely. Governor Nixon has emphasized to me the value that he places on our citizens being able to accomplish what they want, when they want, online, so that their lives are better as a result of what we can do online. They don't have to stand in line somewhere. They can come to a website when they want. If they want to get there, they want to do it on a Saturday at 9 p.m., they can do it on a Saturday at 9 p.m. He's emphasized the value of the citizens' time so that they don't have to spend 20 minutes looking for an item they could find in 15 seconds because our navigation, our search is better, etc. He's also emphasized to me the value of efficient government and the value of taxpayer resources, that we need to use those resources wisely at all times. So, yes, it's the governor has emphasized those things to me.